good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me, cut it,
because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events, and as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega, and this portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic, honoring health and tradition in Minneapolis.
Hey, we have David Huckfeldt, and David Huckfeldt is a musician and an activist. I've seen you play all over the state and all over the country, and you know, you're a big water protector and doing a lot of great music. I last saw you up in Duluth a couple of years. It was Winona's birthday, I think, and what a big crowd! And I was in the back. I had backstage passes, you know, it was just cool as heck. Great to see you, and thanks for coming on.
Robert, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me, and as far as I'm concerned, you should always have backstage passes.
Pini Gigi, thank you. Hey, we got a big concert coming up, big happenings tomorrow. We're really excited to talk about it, and I know Haley and I will be there, and many of us will be out there. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I have a policy. It's a good standard practice. When I get one of those late night messages from Keith Sekola asking me to do something, I do two things. I say yes and thank you. So there's Keith now. And
hi, I'm here in some undisclosed location in Minneapolis or somewhere. I'm trying to adjust the camera so I can get on here. Okay, there you
hey,
go.
You're looking good.
I'm trying to adjust. I'm happy to be here. I'm broadcasting from my grandson's third birthday party.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
They booked it at a playground here, and I don't even know where it is, but it's fun to be here. And so I just stepped outside for a minute to say hi, and tomorrow you guys are going to broadcast live at the event and stream and things. Yes.
Yeah, we'll be there definitely, and we'll be streaming live from our phones and whatnot before the radio show tomorrow. But we're excited to see you guys. We have David on too with you, and you know, you've been a longtime water protector and just a great musician, and we're just excited to have you on and hear you tomorrow.
Well, you know what? I think it's all part of this great plan, and it's. I think what the thing about this life, it's a lot of fun, you know, and people forget that it should be happy and fun, and protecting the water and things, it's a serious thing. And so we got to remember to protect our own spirit too, so we don't become bitter or cold and things like that, but so that we can still play in the water when we get a chance and really enjoy this earth like children.
Absolutely. And, you know, honoring the earth and those things that you guys have been really promoting, you and David, and over the years with the concerts and the things that are just getting people. Music makes us happy. So I agree a lot with what you just said, Keith.
But, you know, the Indian Center, too, is so iconic. You know, it's been a symbol for so many people struggling in American Indian movement, to elders, to people with all the struggles of the Native American platform. And for us to have a reopening of it is kind of very symbolic. I think it's kind of ushering a new era where David and I, we joke, there's this Rastafarian chant that says, change in the vibe, Mon, changing the vibe. And that's kind of what we're doing, is changing the vibe. And I don't know, it's just a really good feeling. And the awareness and the language, the people are teaching the language there, both Anishinaabe and Lakota. American Indian Movement will have an office in there, and wow, the elders room and things like that. So I think it's going to be a fantastic thing.
Well, it's going to be a really fantastic thing with you and David playing, and what a way to start things out in a good way. And I'm excited.
We have Joe Savage and Jeremy Weisacker, and then we have Leland. Lisi's going to join us for rapping on a couple songs, and we got a drummer. So we're kind of making a jubilee, a festive jubilee kind of thing.
Right on. Well, that's going to touch everyone's spirit, and it's going to be monumental. David, I know you were just saying earlier before Keith came on how when Keith gives you a ring, you're there for him.
Yeah, we have a rule. You can't say no unless you're in another country. And if you're in another country, you still have to try to get back. But I've crossed many state lines just to get where Keith is. And usually we find ourselves meeting up on Madeline Island. That's kind of when everything falls apart, that's probably where you'll find us. But I'm so proud to be a part of it. We toured through the Indian Center today, and I'm not kidding you. It's so bright, so artistic, welcoming. It just has this kind of flood of positive energy to it. And the pride of having kind of expanded that place to be more helpful to the community. I was just stunned to be in there. So tomorrow's going to have a mighty spirit of a celebration. And like he said, it does feel like a new wind in the sails.
And David's also got me involved on a lot of last minute gigs too. So the door swings both ways for the resistors. And we're part of that path tomorrow, man. So we got Joe Savage going to bring his steel guitar and harmonica. We have Tracy Halsey from the Mohawk tribe going to stop in and blow a few tunes on his harmonica. And people are excited. So are we.
Right on. Well, Haley, you have any questions of these great icon musician activists?
You know, I just want to say hi to Keith and thank you guys for coming into town, and especially thank you to David for hosting that really fun stick and poke tattoo party this weekend with Annie Humphrey. That was amazing. And just, you know, I'm really excited for tomorrow, and we're just full of celebrations.
Say too, just because we have so much going on tomorrow doesn't mean we still have room for you guys' duet, you know. We haven't crowded you off the stage, so I hope you're ready for that.
Yeah, a good relative duet.
We would welcome that. We welcome that kind of spontaneity too. And with the stages open, that's what we want to create, this open stage for the people.
Well, I'll have to get some blues and sing Dreams, you know.
There you go.
Just one more morning, I had to wake up with the blues. Pull myself together and put on my walking shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're excited. Well, before we let you go, we know you're at a birthday party, Keith. I got the floor here for a couple minutes here, and then we're going to interrogate David on his music and things. And we're excited to see you. We're excited to have you on the show. This is the big deal. I think the last time you were on the show, you were doing a live concert for the Water Protectors up north. And so it's exciting to have you on.
Yeah, that's really good. That was fun on the Mississippi River and things. And so we'll continue the activism. And you got a good man on the line. And play us some songs and keep it strong for us, and we'll do the second part of the interview tomorrow, okay, at the Indian Center.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay, Gigalobman.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you later, David. Thank you.
Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back after this short break.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by. Stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hi, I'm Chuck Manette, owner of Native Concrete and Masonry. Whether it's cracks in your existing sidewalks, steps, chimney restoration, or a whole new project, you can trust our team to ensure satisfaction through detailed planning and precision. Native Concrete and Masonry is a Native American-owned business, and we have worked with our clients throughout the Twin Cities metro area. We work closely with our clients to accomplish our initiatives. Learn more at nativeconcretemasonry.com.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with David Huckfelt, and a musician, activist, water protector, and just all-around cool dude. We're so happy to have you on here. Talk a little bit about how people can listen to your music. We have people all over the country listening to us here on Native Roots Radio, and where we can find more information about your music and who you are, David.
Yeah, well, I mean, for starters, I'm very much honored to be on your show. I've listened to you guys a lot, and I am as a traveling musician, I have my own maps and charts for indigenous radio stations coast to coast. Wherever we go, I was just passing through the Navajo Nation a couple days ago on a long drive, and there's a new Hopi station down there, KUYI. And so I just want to thank you guys for your work. It's a big deal. As a musician, your best friend in the world is radio. And I don't call myself an activist in the same way as the folks I know on the front lines, but I think, you know, the kind of information you guys give out and the veracity of it, the truthfulness in the conversation is so important. So my music is available everywhere that on the streaming services and the apps, but I also sell my vinyl records and my CDs on my own website, davidhuckfelt.com. And you can find us. In the last couple of years, I've been doing a lot of shows with Annie Humphrey, Hisa Cola, Gary Farmer, Quiltman out in Warm Springs. We've sort of created this artistic loop where everybody throws in to help each other and to show up and provide kind of some kind of spark for the folks, the folks who are really on the front lines doing the hard work, whether it be, you know, Keith and I played for Camp Nina Kosi this fall before the eviction, and you know, we played on the pontoon boat up in the Mississippi for Line 3. So our music is out there. I've got a new record, you know, it's coming out soon. I've been I've been working with Keith on some things, and we're trying to keep this artistic spirit as the spark that can be carried to where it's needed.
Yeah, when you guys were playing with Gary Farmer, it was amazing. I did not know he played that Hartmore organ the way he did, and he got down.
I mean, he really did get down, and I think he wanted he had something to he wanted something to prove that day. And he's a really good player, and you know, we're just planning a trip out to Oregon to Warm Springs to visit Quiltman, who, you know, of course, you know, Quiltman sang with John for 30-40 years, but he's my favorite singer on planet Earth. I haven't been to the other planets, but I, as far as I'm concerned, you know, just to be in that presence, it's really special, and the music feels new. We're making a new kind of music through these friendships.
Well, one thing I want to point out, and maybe you can help me, David, with this and confirm this, but I think the musicians get more money when you buy their albums or their CDs. I hear it's like you hardly get anything in these streaming services. So that's am I correct on that? And that's support artists.
Man, Robert, you're so correct. It's kind of hard as a musician to it's hard to complain because the job looks so fun. Everybody always thinks you're on vacation, but the truth is, you know, the middle class of artists has been decimated by these streaming services. They're not. I mean, I just call them the Enbridge of the music industry because they're extractive. They come in and they take stuff that's not theirs. They basically give our music away for free. And so what I always tell people is if you go out and see a band, that's the best thing you can do. And if you can buy a vinyl record or a CD from the band right there, a T-shirt, that's the best, most proactive way to support because it's pennies, you know. Mm-hmm. And these, tell you the truth, I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think these algorithms, you know, they prioritize some very safe music that doesn't push boundaries. They can't control people like Taylor Swift and, you know, but I'm down below that. They're kind of telling you what you should listen to. And that's why radio is so important because it, you know, independent radio reflects the DJs and the musicians themselves. So yeah, buy a record straight from the artist and then they can go get some tacos.
That's it all the way. And you know, with what's going on with the colleges, what's going on with these pipelines, you know, music when I was young drove us and helped us and supported our activism. So I agree 100%, David. We got to get support our musicians out there.
Yeah, and I remember several years ago when my band The Pines got to collaborate with John Trudell on the last recording that he ever made. And I remember we were thinking, you know, where do we want this song to debut? Where should it be heard first? And we ended up premiering it on Democracy Now.
Wow.
Because we felt that John would have wanted that. And it just felt more in line with, you know, trying to have it on Rolling Stone or something. It's like, no, this music is plugged into the needs of the people. So that's where we'll try to keep it.
Wow. That's some good medicine there. You know, Democracy Now is, they've been the real deal for so many years. They're on this station. Also, during, you know, Dakota Access Pipeline, they were boots on the ground there too. And getting arrested with, everybody, even though they were media.
Yeah. By the time you're, I think at the Republican convention in St. Paul a few years back, I think they arrested Amy Goodman. And if you're arresting Amy Goodman, you can be pretty sure that you are on the wrong side of history, I think.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Hilly, you got any questions? I know you're a big music person yourself.
They mentioned the duet, the open mic after they were done performing tomorrow. So my question is, what song are we going to sing?
Oh, I just told you it's Dreams. What was that?
I was thinking like Fleetwood Mac Dreams. I don't know what that old school stuff is.
I'll send you a copy. It's okay. we'll be singing the blues.
Okay. Sounds good.
Wait, David's talking.
Oh.
Well, hey, Lee, I was with you. I was thinking some kind of Fleetwood Mac, you know, Chicago right? Blues hybrid thing, but
yeah.
I'm old. I'm a junior elder. I got to like pull out those 60s and 70s blues.
Those are your favorite.
Yeah. Well, I remember the words before all my brain damage happened in my older years here.
Well, it was so, you know, Haley mentioned the tattoo parties, and it's the kind of thing, you know, Annie and I and some friends are, you know, we're on the verge of starting a new organization that really centers music and art. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the kind of thing where people show up together not for what they're against, but for what they are for. And a little bit more in the affirmative. And so this tattoo parties that we've been having, Annie does stick and poke tattoos, but they've turned into, you know, little think tanks of community. People have met people, new relationships. And I think just especially after pandemic, you know, something like tomorrow hasn't really been that possible for 3 years or so.
Right.
And so to gather in person and be able to see and hug and hold each other is, it's extra powerful right now in small groups or large groups. So I'm really honored to be playing the music at the Indian Center tomorrow.
David, I just have to say something about Annie Humphrey. I've heard her. I have recordings of her. I have CDs. She has one of the most, I want to say, purest voices I've ever heard in my life. Do you agree, or is that a good adjective?
It's a great adjective, Robert. It is a very pure voice. It's gentle, so gentle. Sometimes it sort of belies the how powerful her message is. You know, she's telling very heavy truths in a very kind of gentle voice. And I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see you tomorrow. We can't wait to see the new Indian Center. We can't wait to be in the parade with our relatives. And you're right. This is going to be big time for many reasons. And one of the big reasons is this is going to be big time because COVID's not over, but it's people are getting out again.
Yeah. I just, I want to come find you guys and hop on the air with you and tell you how well your duet went. And
I hope.
I think when you see the Indian Center, a lot of people are going to see that, you know, that's a, like he said, very iconic, but now more than ever, it seems ready to meet the community, you know, with the needs that are really urgent. So it's going to be a celebration. I can't wait.
Well, David, thanks so much for coming on. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow. Rock and roll. And, Haley and I will be practicing during the parade, singing back and forth. And we'll be excited. Hey, we got Marlena Miles on next, and that's another. This is just like a huge show. Thanks so much, David.
It's my pleasure. Thank you guys so much. Thanks, Haley.
Okay, we gotta have David on again. That was rock solid. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Marlena Miles. Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
How? The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Gear up for a day of community spirit. Edina Rides for Education invites you to roll into a fun day of biking on Saturday, May 4th, starting at Fred Richards Park. Organized by the Rotary Club of Edina Morningside, they're all about service above self, and they're calling on you to join the ride. Opt for a leisurely 5 or 10-mile route and explore the scenic, car-free bike paths Edina has to offer. And here's the best part. Your ride with Edina Rides supports local educational nonprofits like the Edina ABC program. They're all about empowering students of color. And get this, 99% of Edina ABC students graduate Edina High School and attend a 4-year college or university. Your participation helps sustain organizations like Edina ABC. Registration is easy at edinarides.com. Take advantage of early bird pricing, just $25 for adults and $15 for kids. So gear up and pedal for a purpose on Saturday, May 4th with Edina Rides for Education. More at edinarides.com.
Hey, loyal listeners of AM 950, we have an important announcement to share with you. Tonight, we are temporarily going to go off the radio airwaves from maintenance from approximately 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. We understand this may disrupt your usual listening routine, so we'll try to keep disruptions to a minimum. However, during this period, you can still listen to our live stream on am950radio.com or through the TuneIn app. Again, that's tonight from approximately 6 p.m. until 10 p.m., where we'll temporarily go off the radio airwaves. Thanks for your patience during this maintenance.
Hi, I'm Mary T., inviting you to experience our integrative Mary T. Health and Wellness Center, offering physical, occupational, speech, and lymphedema therapies. Experience our guided imagery, meditation, Tibetan medicine, dry needling, massage services, including cupping and oncology massage. Sign up for our free wellness screenings and learn more at MaryTWellness.com. All major health insurance providers are accepted. Come for therapy. Experience wellness.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Showers and thunderstorms expected this evening with a low of 47, then Wednesday sunshine with a high of 67. Grab a tray at Cafe Latte and pick from their award-winning selections of soups, salads, sandwiches, and desserts. Cafe Latte is at Victoria Street and Grand Avenue in St. Paul or at cafelatte.com.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, with All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
Hey, I am so excited to have Marlena Miles on. She is like one of the premier artists in Indian country here. You can see her work on buses, you know, and maps, movies. We're here to talk a little bit about, you know, she's a multimedia artist and an author. And we want to talk a little bit about your new documentary, All Arts, Realms of Resilience. And I just want to say a big peeny geeky thank you so much, Marlena, for being on.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me on the show.
Right on. Hey, you got a nice microphone, headphones. You ready to rock and roll? Let's talk about your documentary. And I want to then talk a little bit more about your art. That's just beautiful, gorgeous art that you do. I know you're an artist. You're a drawer, but also you use the computer and you animate your stuff, your beautiful stuff, and then you have things on the buses here in the Twin Cities that it's just too bad our relatives that are listening to us around the country can't see that, but you're making things happen in a good way. And tell us a little bit about your documentary and a little bit about yourself first, maybe.
Yeah, so I'm from the Spirit Lake Dakota Nation in North Dakota. My dad is Mohegan and Muskogee, but I grew up here in Minnesota. I grew up in South Minneapolis at Little Earth, and I attended Four Winds in the 90s, and, you know, outside of those two areas, I never really saw too many places that really showed that this was Dakota homelands. And so, you know, as an adult, I create artwork and public art and pretty much anything to help you know, inspire the next generation so that they feel seen, that they feel like they can accomplish anything they want to do. You know, because I didn't go to college, so I'm like self-taught, and it's just like the drive I have to make this stuff happen, you know, so how it comes about. And I've been doing murals, illustrating books, and I recently started to do augmented reality, which is using your phone's technology to place artwork in any location. And I was sort of inspired by how many people got into Pokemon Go. Like, I noticed how many people went outside with their phones, they gathered with their friends, mm-hmm. they could hear these, you know, they just had so much fun connecting that way. So I thought, well, I could make like a Dakota version of augmented reality that puts our stories and our spirits and our history, culture onto our sacred lands. And so the first augmented reality installation I created is called the Dakota Spirit Walk at the Bruce Bento Nature Sanctuary in St. Paul. It's also known as Wakan Teepee. And the documentary I created called Realms of Resilience, you know, it covers how when I was, you know, a younger woman in my early 20s, I was there playing my flute, and my sister was there with me, and she's splashing water in time to the music. And we noticed that as the water evaporated, it looked like little footprints had been dancing to the flute music. And so that made me think that our spirits, our ancestor spirits, are still at these places and that they want to be seen and heard again. So when I got the opportunity to create augmented reality, that's when I did it there at the first location. And you know, when I use augmented reality, I don't have to ask permission from, you know, whoever currently has a land deed to tell our stories. Mm-hmm. It doesn't disturb the site, and it lets people see the world through Dakota people's eyes and helps them, you know, think about their own actions, how they can live, you know, with some Dakota thinking. You know, everybody has their own cultures and their own ways too, but I think if people are living on native lands, they can learn from the native people and incorporate some of those ways of thinking. So the documentary, you know, you'll be able to see that if you don't want to go to those locations yourself. But I'll be giving tours this summer for people who want to, you know, ask me questions. They want to go there in a group. So I do those summer tours at Bruce Bento.
Awesome. How do we get a hold of you for that? Or we get Wakan Teepee or?
I'll post the links on my website later this week. But if you go to Minneapolis Community Ed, they have like adult education programs, and you just search up my name there, and they have them listed there as tours. And I also do like Dakota boat tours. So me and a couple other Dakota women, we tell stories, we share history as we're all on a boat, one of those big paddle boats together. So it's a way to see the city from the viewpoint that most Dakota people used to see, because the rivers were like our highways back then.
Right. Hey, what's the date of that? I heard that was sold out, the first one.
Yeah, so they sold out the first two, but they just added a third one today. So September 10th is the third one they added. So if you go there now, he might still be able to jump on.
That's huge. And I'll be following you guys in my pontoon, because I'm on the Mississippi too. Hey, Marlena, before we get more into this, I want to ask you a question, because I've been following you for years, and I know you used to like to draw basketball players. How are you digging on the Timberwolves this year?
I'm pretty happy. You know, I don't want to jinx it, because I stopped talking right. about basketball all the time, and they started to win. So yeah. I'm like, if I start talking about them again, what if that's like the reason why they don't win? So, but no, I'm super excited. It's like waiting like my whole life to see them finally get things together. So,
mm-hmm. right. super happy. Yeah, we won't jinx them. But you sounded like a true Minnesotan when you said that too, because you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. But I don't think so. They're unstoppable this year. But I just wanted to give you a big shout out, because I know you were a big fan at one time. I saw those pictures that you did of, I think, Rubio. Was that?
Yeah, I used to do all the players. But I mean, a team reached out to me about doing a project for like Review of the Year campaign. But then the player himself didn't actually want to do the campaign. He just wanted to play basketball. So okay. Then the team said, well, we can't make him do it. So, but, you know, I'm still on their radar, I guess, for a project maybe. I don't know.
That's cool. Talk about the buses, because I just being at Ho-Chunk and seeing Lakota, it's awesome, you know, to see some representation and buses that look like us.
Yeah, so first I created some new signage for the regional parks here in Ramsey County, and that was put on by the Met Council. They helped fund that or organize it, and for the celebration event, they said, you know, would you like to design a bus for the celebration event? Like, wouldn't that be, like, a fun thing to do? And I'm like, of course. So I adapted that park sign into the bus, and, you know, it was crazy seeing it pull up to the celebration, because when I designed it, it's like a little tiny little thing on my computer screen, and see, like, a massive bus just pull up. It was pretty amazing. And there was, like, a crazy coincidence that the bus driver, he's Lakota and Anishinaabe, and he was telling me this story about how he gets assigned random buses, and he just randomly got assigned that bus, and someone had already taken it out on the road, so he had to go track it down, bring it to the thing. But when he walked up, he was so amazed, like, couldn't believe that was the bus that he was assigned, was the Wurrung Dakota Land bus. And he said it felt like it was, like, there's no coincidences, right. That it was like an affirmation of the work he's done to reconnect with his own culture, because his parents grew up in the boarding school era and were taught to be ashamed of being Indian, you know. So he just felt like that bus really meant a lot to him. And as a, you know, someone who makes public art, you know, I hear these stories, it lets me know that my art has, like, bigger power than just beyond me as an artist creating it, but that the community really, like, it can really help them heal themselves or feel positive change.
Absolutely. Hey, can you give everyone how they can see your work, your website and Facebook handle?
Yep. So you can just go to my website, which is Marlena Miles. Just Google my name, and Miles Designs is my name on Instagram. I'm always posting new art or new events I'm doing. And then you can watch Realms of Resilience on allarts.org or on pbs.org too.
And then once it comes out, everyone will be able to see it. And I believe it's, is it the 9th that it's coming out?
It's currently out now, but on Saturday I'm doing a live screening event, Indigenous Roots in St. Paul. So I'll be doing at 5 o'clock, we'll have like an opening talk, and then 5:30, they show the documentary, and around 6, I'll have a artist Q&A so people can ask me more questions about the documentary. So that's Saturday, May 4th at the Indigenous Roots Center here in St. Paul.
Right on. And if you can't wait, the film will premiere and stream for free Tuesday, April 9th. On the All Arts app website in the New York metro area and All Arts TV channel, and remain available to stream for free following its debut. So if you can't wait for to see the artist and Marlene, you can catch it on there.
Cool. Was that April 9th?
Yeah.
Or May 9th?
April 9th.
Okay.
Cool. So, Marlena, what else would you like to talk about here before we let you go? We got a couple minutes here. We'd love to hear what you're working on next, and I'm just excited to have you on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always doing something new. I'm working with the Franconia Sculpture Park to create another augmented reality installation there. I'm going to help with the Native community, like, learn more of their stories, incorporate their artwork to create this augmented reality installation. So it's not just my art this time. I hope to, you know, be a mentor and teach other people how they can create their own sort of augmented reality sculptures that tell their stories. So they'll be out maybe September at the Franconia. We'll have our celebration for that.
And that's up near Taylor's Falls, Minnesota, right?
Yeah, up towards Stillwater, like in that area.
Cool.
Hudson, Wisconsin.
Stillsville. Hey, one of the coolest things that I've seen you do over the years, Marlena, was those animations, and I think it was language That was unbelievable. Can we find that somewhere on YouTube or where can I watch that again? Yep.
They're on my YouTube channel. I was planning on doing more this year, but my friend Dawi, who's a Dakota language teacher, so he's actually working on a lot of his own animations too. So that's something we're going to come out with in my publishing company called Wio Unkipi. You can find it on my website. But we also have books and Dakota Lakota books coming out in the next couple of months too.
Right on. Thank you so much, Marlena, for coming on. I really want to do this again whenever you're available. This was really eye-opening, and I just want to say a big pini gigi. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, padama yaye.
Right on. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break.
Stay with us. The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
As nature awakens this spring, let's awaken to the call of protection. Native brothers and sisters, let's bloom together by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Let's nurture our heritage and safeguard our futures, one vaccination at a time. So be a vaccinative this spring by protecting yourself and others in our Native community. Whether you're due for an updated vaccine or just getting started, all COVID vaccines offer vital protection against severe illness. For our elders over 65, the latest vaccine is recommended by the CDC to maintain protection. So spring forward with strength, Native communities. Embrace the renewal of the season and safeguard our traditions by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas is your pathway to a bachelor's degree. Located in downtown Minneapolis, Doherty Family College offers an affordable education that includes free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, and a Metro Transit pass. As a full-time Doherty Family College student, you'll benefit from mentorship from St. Thomas faculty, along with paid internships and support from Minnesota's largest private college. Ready to turn your dreams into reality? Apply now at dfc.stthomas.edu. Doherty Family College, your journey to success starts here.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Hey, Haley, what a great show. Really. Just a stupendous show, and thank you for producing these great shows over this past year. One of the things I wanted to ask you, the station's going off. Do you have the information to send out to our listeners that may be listening? I know here in the Twin Cities, Devil Radio is on next, but I know all over Turtle Island, there's different things happening. So from 6 to 10, right?
Yeah. So here on AM 950, our home station that we're so thankful for, AM 950 will be going off airwaves just today. So this is right after our show from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. today. Again, Tuesday for transmitter maintenance. And you can still live stream all of their stuff on social media at AM 950.
And plus TuneIn. TuneIn is where I listen to on my phone when I get up early for my walk and listen to Stephanie Miller at 8 o'clock in the morning and I get my steps in. So, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Stephanie Miller's a great way to wake up in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. What a great show. Go ahead.
I know. I want to go over the schedule, and I want to invite everyone out there who's listening to come down to Minneapolis tomorrow and hang out with us all day. We're going to be hanging out along the American Indian Cultural Corridor. Mm-hmm. They're on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. And, you know, May 1st, we're excited to kick off American Indian Month here in Minnesota. I know Minnesota is probably one of the only states that dedicates a whole month to American Indian celebrations. So, running through the schedule of events tomorrow, we're all going to be gathering at 10 a.m. at Cedar Field, which is 2500 Cedar Ave, Minneapolis. And the parade is going to kick off and start heading towards the Minneapolis American Indian Center at 10:30. It's going to take us an hour to get around all of our relatives and their houses and their neighborhoods. And we're going to end up at the American Indian Center for the ribbon cutting ceremony and feast at 11:30 a.m. That's 1508 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis, is the new grand opening of the Minneapolis American Indian Center. And then after the feast takes place, I know that we have our musicians, such as Keith Sekola and David Huckfeldt, who joined us earlier today. That'll be starting from 12 to noon at the center. And then also later in the evening, probably after our show, so make sure to tune in because we're going to have another fun one tomorrow. There's going to be the powwow at the Minneapolis American Indian Center, and that will start. Doors will be opening at 5 p.m. and grand entry starts at 6.
So, Haley, have you heard of the Allman Brothers before?
I have.
So that's the song. Just one more morning. I had to wake up with the blues.
I got to practice that one.
Pull myself out of it and put on my walking shoes. I sounded like Uncle Curtis there for a minute there, didn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah. Shout out Uncle Curtis.
Yeah. Maybe he'll come down. I know he'd come down and sing a song or two. He's ready.
He would. We could get the whole family up there, make a band. You know, we should get the Blue Dogs out there. Al and her family.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
cool. So what a great show. It was great to have Marlena on. What an artist. I mean, really a prolific artist too.
I know, and I've heard those stories too about the bus driver being assigned that specific Dakota Land bus. And I just, you know, that's amazing. I think, is he still the one driving that? I mean, how long do you get assigned a certain bus in public transit?
Well, I don't know. It sounded like he was kind of afloat, so he ended up on that one is what it sounded like, what you said. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I don't listen to the show, but you should, Haley, because you're the producer.
Yeah, I really should, you guys. Well, I want to mention, too, so it's MMIWR Awareness Month beginning tomorrow, the whole month of May also. And our MMIR, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives, you might also hear it as MMIP, Missing and Murdered Indigenous People or Persons. I just want to read off a couple of facts here. This is from a great account that I follow actually on Instagram. It's called Feminist. Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives / People is dedicated to the remembrance of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and people. On May 5th, thousands observe MMIWR Awareness Day, a resolution drafted in memory of Hannah Harris, who is of Northern Cheyenne. She was murdered in July of 2013 and would have turned 32 on May 5th. So that's why that day is dedicated to Hannah. Please join us in
solidarity. Solidarity. You know, how crazy is that I'm correcting you on a word when I'm the one that it's always mispronouncing them? Am I that's like a rubbing off on you? Oh,
what? Must be. It's got to run in the family or something. But yeah, that'll be the National Week of Action. And, you know, no more stolen sisters and no more stolen relatives.
Absolutely. I got the song here.
The Allman Brothers?
Yep.
Yeah, I still don't think I know that one.
Well, wait until the Allman Brothers start singing. Yeah. I had to wake up with the blues.
Oh, okay. You can sing.
You guys thought I was making up a song there.
No. I believed you. I do know the Allman Brothers.
Right on.
Not personally. But.
I know, but you went to Fleetwood Mac, but that I guess that's an older group too, now that I think of it, now that I'm old.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of those old timers, you know what I'm really looking forward to? There is that Harriet Island Park Festival that they're kind of like inaugurally starting again this summer. Right. Have you heard of that? The Minnesota Yacht Club Festival?
Yeah. And that's another good reason why we didn't sell the pontoon, because we can just go over there and listen to it and not pay $100 a day.
You know, I thought of that same idea of asking you to take the pontoon out, but yeah. I mean, I probably people have the same idea. You think they would have some patrol out there on the river?
The water's free. Water's free. You know.
Yeah, get out there.
Land, you know? Back. Yeah, I'll exactly. show you how to. I'll show you how to drive the pontoon, and we'll probably tie up with somebody else, because you know there'll be other boats out there in
That's
a good
true.
Way.
Yeah. Well, I'll be asking you for a ride regardless.
Right
so
on.
Thank you in advance.
Right on. Well, we'll definitely make sure I'm in town for that, because, you know.
June.
What am I, like, bi-coastal or something like that?
You are. You are on the move all the time.
Yeah. Just came back from Black River Falls today.
Yeah. How was it? Did they have this highway signs up for the Code Talkers?
Not yet, but we have to get our friend Christine White Eagle on again and talk about that. She's really put forward that in a good way to make this happen. So she has a heck of a legacy. I know she's a legislator for Ho-Chunk Nation, and she's one of those, what you say, a doer. You know, doing things and making things happen. So we'll have to have her come on again. I know she's open to it and to talk about that, because they're not only putting up those signs, they're also, I think, in different cities are going to be write it out in Ho-Chunk, Ho-Ok, you know, right. what the name of the city is and everything. So that's sure. that's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. And there's the new Ho-Chunk language app that's coming out that I know they'll be helping people in Black River Falls, I think, this weekend, just helping people kind of go over how to use the app and everything. And I'm just excited. We got to get some more of these apps out here so we can start learning our language.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I want to see if... Yeah.
Groovy.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake and the Allman Brothers. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
Put on my walking shoes. Went up on the mountain, see what I could see. The whole world.